a.m. 1310 The Light, Indy's source for inspiration and praise. Faith Dixon inside the Kingdom Takeover in the afternoons. And we've been officially taken over by our special guest. You know, he's really not a guest. He's actually, you know, his VIP. He can come in here anytime he wants to and just take over for the Kingdom. Pastor Ramsey from New Life, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
You know, we have missed you, man.
Well, you know what? You know, I thought maybe you had fired me and nobody told me or something. I didn't know what was happening.
No, not at all. We said, well, you know what? He's going to come back whenever he gets back and gets settled. But we know we always look forward to hearing from you. So you're welcome anytime, Pastor.
It's wonderful being a part.
I heard through the grapevine that there's some things happening in New Life that Indianapolis needs to be aware about what's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. Pastor Marvin Winant is going to be doing a release concert right here at New Life Worship Center on Friday night. And he called me, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and talked to me about it. And we were very excited to have the opportunity to host it. And we believe that it would just be a powerful night for just, you know, really everyone in the community to come out and be a part of. I don't think that there's too many people that's been saved for any length of time that does not know who Pastor Marvin Winant is. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, he has had some major success. Even with this last project, like you said, who doesn't know who he is? And, I mean, he's the brother of BB and CeCe. I mean, he's a twin. I mean, that's going to be huge. That is going to be phenomenal. And it's going to be a New Life. Do you know the times? Like, you know?
The time will be 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's open to the community. Doesn't matter your church. Just come and just be blessed. We think it's a powerful time or a wonderful opportunity to really empower other believers, whether they go to this church, someone else's church, and hopefully they'll connect to some church if they don't have one. But they can go back and just be empowered, serve, be faithful to the things of God, and just watch God do great things in their lives. So we've made it free to the community, and we're just trusting God for a powerful night.
Wow, not F-R-E-E.
Absolutely. You know we like that word.
Yes, we love that word. Well, you know, we cannot let you go without, you know, giving us a little marriage, you know, going through hell but made in heaven, a marriage made in heaven but going through hell. We cannot allow you to just get away from us and not give us a little, just give us a little nugget, Pastor. Just give us a little nugget.
Absolutely. Well, you know, marriage is one of the greatest institutions that God ever created. Before God created the church, he created the marriage. So the marriage was to be a physical representation of his relationship with the church. And some people say, well, how do you make that connection? Well, it's easy. Well, the church is referred to as the bride and Jesus is the groom. Right now we're in the engagement period, but one day he's coming back for the ceremony. And so a lot of times you can see that a lot of the things that you see happen in a marriage, you'll see happen in a church. And I think that sometimes as believers, we really have to understand that our personal relationships involve us, but they're bigger than us. Because there's someone that's around that's watching our relationship with one another. They're watching our relationship with the Lord, and they're feeding off of that. And that's either encouraging them or discouraging them in their relationships. And so I really believe that what the Bible says is true, that it is possible to rejoice in the wife of your youth always. And I don't think that it would be in the Bible if it wasn't possible. And so many times in our society, people think that marriages or relationships have expiration dates. You know, they're good for a while, then after a while you move on to something else. But that's never the will of God.
Amen. Well, Pastor Ramsey, we are excited what you guys are doing. Always pleasure to talk with you. And this Friday, all roads lead to New Life Worship Center's main campus for Bishop Pastor Dr. Marvin Winans. He's going to be having his CD release right here in Indianapolis, and that is going to be amazing. So, you know, get ready, Pastor Ramsey. We're going to talk with you. You're going to take over for the Kingdom this coming Thursday?
Absolutely. Love to do it.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor.
Bless you.